This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. This is an answer to a question I've been getting from some readers who are asking, is there a way to detox from the coronavirus vaccine if you are forced to take it? And the answer is, well, no, for the mRNA vaccine. That's the Moderna vaccine, which apparently is the preferred fastest vaccine that's going to be ready first. You see, this vaccine is a whole new platform. This doesn't inject you with a weakened virus and then, you know, your immune system recognizes the virus and builds antibodies and creates active immunity. You know, that whole immunology lecture. No, that's not the way this works. This new mRNA vaccine injects you with little chunks of, shall we say, digital code. Code that hijacks your body's cells, and specifically the ribosomes inside your cells that are responsible for protein synthesis. They then apparently read the RNA fragments or sequences, would be a better term, that are injected into you. And the ribosomes then begin to produce a protein that then this protein that it produces looks like a dead virus. And then your body's immune system reacts to that and builds active immunity to that. I mean, this is the theory. But there are so many gaps in this theory. Like, how does this mRNA go from outside your body's cells through the cell membrane into the body's cells without causing massive inflammation, systemic inflammation? And by the way, although this, I don't think this is the mRNA vaccine, but the AstraZeneca vaccine, the clinical trial on that so far, two participants now have suffered rare neurological disorders that the company says have nothing to do with their vaccine. No, it shouldn't have anything to do with the aluminum-based adjuvant hyper-inflammatory agents that are included in the vaccine. No, it's just random chance. So you see, the whole point of the clinical trial, which is to find out if this harms people, that's been thrown out the window by these vaccine companies anyway, because every time somebody has something that goes wrong, they say, well, it's not our vaccine. Move forward. You know? And trust me, the same thing is going to be true when they roll this out to a billion people across the planet, or billions, and people start dying. They're going to say, well, those people were going to die anyway, which, by the way, is the argument of the COVID-19 denialists who say there is no COVID-19, that all the deaths are people who would have died anyway. So strangely, they are agreeing with the same reasoning that the vaccine industry is going to use to claim that their vaccines aren't killing anybody. But of course, it's all just junk science and bad thinking. In truth, these vaccines are going to be very toxic, especially because they're rushed. They're skipping phase 3 trials with some of these vaccines. They're downplaying the neurological side effects and claiming, oh, it's not us. And then this whole Moderna platform here, this mRNA vaccine that hijacks your body's cells, this thing should be tested for a decade. You don't roll out a whole new experimental platform that overwrites the body's protein synthesis mechanism with, you know, totally unknown long-term results. You don't roll that out in record time in 8 months and just start injecting hundreds of millions of people with that and say, yeah, it's all good. What if it isn't all good? What if you've permanently effed up the body's protein synthesis mechanism to the point where some of the people injected with this, their bodies start producing the wrong proteins or infertility proteins, or I should say proteins that mimic fertility molecules, causing the body to have an autoimmune response to attack its own hormones, for example, or other tissues or organs or molecules that are necessary for reproduction. I can absolutely see this vaccine causing widespread infertility. In fact, that has been the goal of many of the vaccines given to young women, specifically in African nations like Kenya, where they lace the vaccines with HCG, an infertility chemical. And then suddenly spontaneous abortions and women can't get pregnant anymore. And then, you know, the globalists are cheering, no population growth. Mission accomplished, Bill Gates. So, of course, they want to destroy the human race. And what better way than to reprogram your body's cells to kill you? And then they can blame it on you because, of course, the vaccine companies have complete legal immunity. You can't sue them. Oh, yeah, they'll give you the vaccine for free. Ha ha, for free. Remember, they used to pay women on welfare $500 to implant a birth control device under their skin. Yeah, the globalists have always been willing to pay people to kill you off, basically, to cause infertility and reduce the human population. But now they've convinced you to line up and take a free vaccine shot where you get to pay all the medical bills of whatever side effects happen. Neurological effects, infertility effects. Maybe you go blind. Who knows? Who knows what the effects are going to be? Maybe you have a hormone imbalance of some kind. And you need special medical attention. Who's going to pay for that? Oh, you are, because the vaccine companies have legal immunity. You can't sue them because it's an emergency pandemic. And under emergencies that are approved by the CDC and the FDA, the vaccine companies have no liability. Fascinating, isn't it? So no, you can't detox from the mRNA vaccine. From all other vaccines, you can potentially detox. You can speed the elimination of the chemical adjuvants, the aluminum, the mercury, the antibiotics, the other things that are injected into your body. You can detox some of those additives, let's say, but not with the mRNA vaccine. That sucker rewrites your cells, rewrites the ribosomes. It changes the blueprint of essentially who you are. Now, there is conjecture that these RNA sequences might be able to penetrate into the nucleus of the cell, even though, of course, Moderna claims that's not possible. It couldn't possibly go into the nucleus. Why not? Why? I mean, if you're saying it can go from blood plasma into, you know, through the cell wall into the cytoplasm of the cell and then into the ribosomes, why couldn't it go into the nucleus and then get jumbled up with your DNA, with some kind of mechanism that scientists don't fully understand yet? And in retrospect, they will say we shouldn't have been playing God with human cells. Why couldn't it go into the nucleus? I've never heard any convincing argument that says that these non-living RNA fragments are intelligent enough to only go into the ribosomes, but not the nucleus. So you can bet that some of this is going to end up in the nuclei of your cells. And there, bad things are going to happen. Basically, you're going to start having cancer, okay? Your cells are going to start building the wrong proteins. And you're going to have horrible cancer tumors. You're going to have hormone imbalances. You're going to have tissue that starts breaking apart. You're going to have, you know, organs that start failing. All these kinds of things are possible when you screw with your DNA, your replication. And this is exactly what the platform is going to cause, I would imagine. I mean, there's a reason why most of the animal subjects that they have tested this on ended up dying from massive inflammation and other problems. There's a reason why the FDA has never approved an mRNA vaccine for human beings ever in the history of medicine, because none of them are safe. And now they just want people to line up for their suicide shot, is basically what this is. It's a suicide shot, which is why I've said, and I'll repeat, that we have the right to defend ourselves against this suicide shot. Someone tries to attack you and jab you with a needle, shoot them. You have the right to defend yourself. Now, I'm not saying go out and look for trouble, but if they come to you, come to your door, and they break in with some kind of vaccine SWAT team of some sort, which seems to be what they're doing in Australia now, and they try to vaccinate you against your wishes without your consent, they are attacking you with a deadly weapon. Shoot them. don't hesitate. Because once that needle crosses your skin barrier, you are forever altered. You are no longer the human being that you were born as. And do you have the right to defend your personhood against a medical assault, an act of medical violence against your person? Yes, you do. You do have that right to defend yourself. It's a basic human right. It exists everywhere that there are humans. Everywhere across the planet, you have that right. But of course, the vaccine-pushing globalists are at war with humanity, which is why they're trying to kill billions of people, and the vaccine is the perfect way to get it done. I mean, first, they crush the human economy with the punitive, weaponized lockdowns and, you know, the BS reasoning like, oh, it's okay for everybody to riot in the streets for Black Lives Matter. You can't possibly spread anything, but don't you dare open your restaurant or go to church or, you know, have a hair salon unless your name is Nancy Pelosi. But it's insane. The reasoning is totally insane. But it was designed to crush human freedom and put people in a position where they are desperate for government help for their basic sustenance. They wanted people to be penniless and helpless and eventually here soon, homeless and starving, so that people will show up at the FEMA camps and show up at the food banks and beg for food. And once the vaccine is ready, you can bet that you won't be able to get free food unless you have the quantum dot tattoo from the Bill Gates vaccine patent injection system. They'll scan your arm and you can't get your free food unless you have the quantum dot pattern from the vaccine. So this is how they'll make sure that everybody who's getting free food, which is, I guess, the new welfare class expanded in America, is going to get the suicide shot. And many of those people will be dead in 2 years. And this thing could kill people over a period of 10 years or 20 years. This might be a slow suicide shot. Doesn't mean you're going to fall dead the next day. But if it messes with your protein synthesis and it starts rewriting your DNA, in essence, it could tear your body apart cell by cell, day by day, over a period of many years. It could resemble some kind of chronic wasting disease or even something like an advanced aggressive muscular dystrophy or a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or Lou Gehrig's disease or any of these different types of cancers and diseases that kind of eat your body from the inside until you waste away and die. That's what this vaccine could very well do, and it may be designed to do that because they can just put this programming right into the powder, you know, that goes into the vaccine mixture. You know, this stuff starts out as just strands of RNA. It can be in a liquid or it can be in a powder, and then they can turn it into a solution to be injected into you. But, you know, it's just a saline solution with all of these RNA fragments in it. And the programming of these RNA fragments determines what happens to you. They can basically turn you into a non-human being. And I think that's the plan. So if you think that there's a way to detox from this, like maybe you're a nurse listening to this. We have a lot of nurses who listen to this, and nurses are actually more informed about this than most doctors, by the way, which is pretty amazing. Doctors think they know everything. That's the problem with typical doctors, whereas nurses are usually curious and interested in learning more, you know? So a lot of nurses listen to this podcast. And if you think that you need to get this vaccine to keep your nurse job at a local hospital, if you think that there's like some supplement that you can take to protect you from this mRNA injection and that you'll be okay, I'm sorry to bring you the bad news. There's no such thing. You get injected with mRNA, you turn into whatever the programming says. Your body starts building whatever proteins are coded in those sequences that have just been injected into you with probably all kinds of crazy inflammation and who knows. Who knows what is going to come of this? This is some grand, crazy experiment. This is like crazier than the Nazi experiments on Jewish prisoners. You know, when IG Farben, the parent company of Bayer, they would take prisoners and they would run these crazy medical experiments on them. They would test psychiatric drugs and they would test all kinds of chemicals and different poisons and everything. This vaccine, the coronavirus vaccine, this is a global experiment on humanity. That's going to have catastrophic consequences. There's no question about it. This is going to be the biggest mistake in the history of Western medicine. It may spell the end of Western medicine, at least as we know it. Because when people start dropping dead and people's skin starts falling off, you know, there was even a science fiction movie about this. I Am Legend with Will Smith. Wasn't that movie? Yeah, in that movie, someone had developed a cancer treatment. Some female scientist in the film, she developed a cancer treatment that had 100% cure rate, and so they just gave it to everybody. And then a year later, they all turned into zombies that were feeding on people's blood and had superhuman strength. I mean, and Will Smith was, I think, a military researcher who ended up, I don't know, saving a woman who went on to some human freedom camp somewhere. But most of humanity got wiped out across the world in that movie because they got turned into zombies. Now, that's probably a little dramatic. Probably when most of humanity gets this vaccine, they're not going to turn into superhuman zombies who feed on each other in the darkness and their skin gets burned by sunlight and they can, you know, lift 10 times their body weight. No, probably they're just going to waste away and look like a bunch of concentration camp prisoners with their skin falling off and their bones just dissolving, or, you know, organs failing internally, a lot of internal hemorrhaging, just, sorry to say it, but shitting blood until they die. This is probably what's going to happen to a lot of people, because you don't play God with human cells on some mass global experiment, especially when there are other treatments available like hydroxychloroquine that can stop the virus, and, you know, quercetin and zinc and vitamin D. Why would you run some crazy global mass experiment on protein, you know, hijacking the body's protein synthesis mechanism when we know how to beat COVID-19 in what, 99.97% of the cases or something like that? We know how to beat this. You don't have to turn the world into some kind of grand Nazi medical experiment. So why are they doing it? Because they want to kill you. Okay. I've been saying this for many, many years. And I know when I first said this, a lot of people thought, nah, come on. They don't want to kill you. Why would they want to kill you? Now people are like, yeah, they pretty much want to kill us all. It's amazing that COVID-19 has awakened a lot of people to the truths that I've been warning about for many years as I've been, you know, deplatformed and banned from everywhere. But, you know, every time they ban me from a platform, I just spend another couple million dollars and build one myself and then launch it for everybody. We launched Brighteon.social, the replacement for Twitter and the replacement for Facebook. Got thousands of people there right now, Brighteon.social. You can find me there. My name is @HealthRanger, as you might imagine. And we launched Brighteon.com, the replacement for YouTube. And by the way, we've been working on a replacement for Google, a new search engine called Webseed, but we've kind of put that on the back burner for the moment because we're focused on social media and some other things. But I've been warning people about this for many years. The globalists literally want to commit global genocide, and they finally figured out a way to do it. First, they build a biological weapon funded by the Obama administration, NIH, of course, with Dr. Fauci funneling money to the Chinese communist military labs in Wuhan. So they build the weapon, then they release it. Then they use that to shut down the human economies all over the world to entrap and enslave people in every nation all over the planet and to try to rig the 2020 election against Trump, by the way, to crush the economy. And then they're going to roll out a vaccine that will mass exterminate billions of people. Oh, yeah, they're going to give this vaccine to the people in India. They're going to give it to the people in South America. Oh, especially the people in Africa. They're going to give it to them. People in China and America, everywhere. It's kind of like the globalists look at this as a global IQ test. Like, if you're dumb enough to line up and get this vaccine, you're probably too stupid to represent the future of the human race anyway. You know, it's kind of an IQ test. They're trying to get rid of the dumbest people on the planet. They figured out a way to do it. Free vaccine. Everybody lines up, gets a shot. You know, in 10 years, they're dead. And Bill Gates is giving a big thumbs up. Double thumbs up. Mission accomplished. The planet is ours. You know, Remember how much they were excited about how clear the skies were and how clean the rivers were when economies were shut down from COVID-19? Remember all those stories in the left-wing media? It's like, the city is so clean. All we have to do is get rid of people. And so they finally figured out a way to do it. Just overwrite your protein synthesis, man. Sucker a bunch of people in to get injected. Tell you it's for your own good. Tell you, oh, you can't have a job unless you get this shot. Tell you, you can't send your kid to college unless they get the shot. Or you can't visit your mom in a nursing home unless you get the shot and she gets the shot. Because, of course, they have to exterminate elderly people, as Governor Cuomo knows all about in New York City. Well, the state of New York had got to get rid of the elderly there. Stuff them in nursing homes, kill them off, and then suddenly the state is saving money on, you know, benefits to retirees and so on. This is the new government budget balancing scheme. It's just kill off everybody who's collecting anything. Again, that's why they're going to have vaccine mandates for the free food handouts or the free housing, if that's going to come. Probably have so many people becoming homeless soon, the government will show up and say, oh yeah, we'll buy your house from you. Let you live in it as long as you get vaccinated. That's right. Your vaccine social credit score will allow you to qualify for free rent. See? So they're just buying you off while they exterminate you. They kill you and they pay your rent for a little bit until you die. Obviously, at that point, they stop paying your rent. They're just paying everybody to kill you. This is what they've been paying you to stay at home and not riot. While they've been bailing out the wealthy bankers. All this Fed printing is bailing out the wealthy top 0.1% in the country while they're paying the labor force to stay at home, kind of bribing everybody to not riot. Yeah, they're going to bribe you to get the shot, and the shot's going to take you out eventually. That's what this is all about. And most people will never figure it out, and they'll die, and they fail the IQ test. So really, the future of the human race is mostly people smart enough to say no to the vaccine. Interesting, isn't it? It's going to be the critical thinkers who are still alive, which is kind of one of the goals of the globalists. They are trying to get rid of what they call the useless eaters. They've just figured out a way to do it. I guess every one of us gets to decide whether we want to be in that group or not. But hey, if you want to go get a vaccine shot, you might as well just shoot yourself first. You know, it's going to be a lot less painful than wasting away as you get eaten up from the inside because your cells have been turned against you. You know, if you want to commit suicide, why do it in a vaccine assisted manner? You can just do it yourself. If you don't want to be part of the human race, there's a lot of ways to work that out. But most people won't have any clue and they'll be shocked. You mean we were betrayed? When they figure out that they're wasting away, their skin is falling off, you know, all their heart valves start leaking. And they're like, you mean they lied to us? Yes, you moron. Of course they lied to you. What do you think? You think the vaccine industry cares about your health? No. They got paid to kill you. They got paid by the government to kill you. And there's nothing you can do about it after you get the shot. There's no taking it back. There's no reversing it. You're dead. It's just a matter of when. So maybe we should call it the Gates-Kevorkian vaccine. Remember Dr. Kevorkian? He would build those death machines, the suicide machines. He's like, here, put this, you know, stick this needle in your arm, and then you press this button. And then it releases all these death chemicals. Wasn't that Dr. Kevorkian? Dr. Death? They should just make him like the poster boy for the vaccine industry. They should have do-it-yourself vaccine, you know, death suicide injections. Now, yeah, take this home and just, you know, stab this in your arm. Do it yourself. That's probably what's coming. So anyway, that's the answer to this. No, you can't detox from this thing. And if you take it, you're dead. So I think it's going to be funny when all these doctors promoting these vaccines, they are the first ones to get it. And then, you know, a year or two down the road, they all start dying and they're like, what happened? Yeah, because your system of medicine is a fraud, you fools. Of course you're the first to die. You're the first to take the experimental medicine that kills everybody. It's going to be a lot of dead doctors in America. And as that happens, the average American will get healthier, by the way, because they won't be put on a bunch of toxic statin drugs and blood pressure drugs that doctors are always pushing on them because they're getting kickbacks and bribes from the drug companies. You have mass deaths of doctors from toxic vaccines. The healthcare costs plummet across this country. People actually get healthier, at least the ones that aren't dead from the vaccine as well. But yeah, there's going to be a wave of deaths starting in the healthcare industry. Doctors and nurses who were dumb enough to line up and get this shot. Just goes to show you, just because you have a medical degree doesn't mean you know anything, does it? Other than how to prescribe a bunch of drugs to people, which is mostly what doctors are taught in medical school. Pretty pathetic. No actual science is taught in medical school. They don't know anything about nutrition. They think vitamin C is dangerous, but statin drugs are really awesome. They want to put statin drugs in the water supply, but ban vitamin C. That's how dumb they are. They don't know anything about human health. Not a damn thing. So they will commit mass suicide, you know, inadvertently, accidental suicide, if there is such a thing, by lining up to vaccinate each other. It'll be like a giant medical physician vaccine jerk-off festival. They'll be injecting each other. This is so safe. While they inject each other, and then later on, you know, they'll all be dead. And then Time Magazine will do a story. Why did the doctors die? Because they trusted the vaccines. What do you think? Why do you think they're dead? Because they trusted the vaccine industry. Yeah, I know a lot of dead doctors. By the way, people I've known as doctors who are now dead. And you know what killed them in every case? The drug companies. Yes, that's right. The drug companies killed them in every case. Yeah. So I guess, you know, you live by the sword, die by the sword. You live as a doctor pushing pharmaceuticals, you die by pharmaceuticals. You live pushing vaccines, you're probably going to die from a vaccine. I choose to live by nutrition. And one day when I do die, at least I'll be well nourished in the process. Not going to die from some artificial synthetic, you know, AI engineered protein sequence that's put into my body to take over my cells and turn me into some kind of Bill Gates human 2.0 cyborg creature. No, thank you. I'm going to die as a human being, and not anytime soon either. That's my take on it. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Follow me at brighteon.social, and you can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. Take care.